You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks to Indeed for sponsoring this episode. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Song Exploder. Terms and conditions apply. This episode contains explicit language. Joey Badass is a rapper from New York. He's worked with other rappers like A$AP Rocky and Action Bronson, but he collaborates most closely with his fellow members of Pro Era, a Brooklyn hip-hop collective. Joey Badass released his debut album on January 20th, 2015, his 20th birthday. It hit the top 5 on the Billboard charts. For the track Jesus View, he worked with Kirk Knight, another member of Pro Era. In this episode, the two of them break down the process of making Jesus View and how the lyrics reflect Joey's wide-angle take on religion and how the beat was inspired by DJ Premier.
Everything cool like in a state of mind, that the state of mind correct, cool, calm, collect, deflect, the corrupt, where intellect, I talk too much.
My name is Javon Virginie. My stage name is Joey Badass. Talking about Jesus View, produced by Kirk Knight. He made the beat, and the beat came way before the lyrics. Kirk, say hi.
So basically, the way how this beat started, basically I made this on the tour bus. I was actually listening to a lot of Primo. At the time, I was listening to 10 Crack Commandments, like back to back to back to back.
It's the 10 Crack Commandments. Why? I've been in this game for years. It made me an animal. It's rules to this shit. I wrote me a manual, a step-by-step booklet for you to get your game on track, not your wig pushed back.
Even the way that he chopped it, it was kind of like on the one, chopped up in like, din, din, on the one. Like when you nodding your head to the beat, that is like the piano just hits right when your head is bobbing down to the beat. You're like, you know what I'm saying? So I wanted to create a beat that was like that. I definitely looked up the sample of 10 Crack Commandments. If you listen to the full sample of 10 Crack Commandments, he only took like 2-3 seconds of it. Like literally just took those and made it into one of the most fierce beats to me, like, you know? So I wanted to challenge myself to be able to achieve the same thing.
So Kirk found this track by Italian composer Amadeo Tomasi.
I found it off the internet, I found it on YouTube, because sometimes you can find some heat off of YouTube. The sample for Jesus View is not that long, you know what I'm saying? It's literally 3 piano hits, that's it. I wanted to have like all of my kicks together, not like spaced out, like for example if you had like a... I just wanted the kicks to be together, like, you know what I'm saying? Basically, the way that I did it was just like I had the hi-hats running. But I wanted the kicks to be that particular way. That was basically the inspiration of Jesus View, that like that's exactly what I like wanted to do. I didn't give the beat to Joey until like a little later, like even after the tour. I was holding it for like a little hot minute.
He didn't want to give it to me.
Basically.
Kirk is that type of dude, like, anytime we're on the road, he gets really inspired, like, to create music. So often, traveling in between cities or just waiting at the venue, waiting to perform, Kirk will lope out, just go to his bunk and just create beats. So I actually remember the exact moment, like, he was standing outside his bunk and he had his headphones on and he was just bumping to this, to something crazy. And I'm just like, yo, what are you bumping to, bro? Like, can I hear? And then he played me this beat, and then I literally told him, I said, yo, bro, that's one of the best beats you've ever made. I was also aware that, you know, Kirk was working on his own project, so I was definitely aware that, you know, this might be something that he would want to keep for himself, you know, so I didn't, like, ask for it right away, but I was like, yo, bro, like, this right here is fire, man. Like, you got to do something great with this. When Kirk finally gave me the beat, I already had my verses ready by then. Because, you know, usually I have just verses in the stash, and then if it matches a beat that I like, you know, then I just lay it down. I remember how it happened, though, bro. My engineer came over, and he gave me so much energy. He was like, let's work. Let's work. I'm ready to work. I'm not a drinker at all, but for some reason this night, I was just like, yeah, let's work and let's drink. And I ended up getting, like, just super faded, and I went into the booth, and, like, I just gave it my all. I like the first lines of each verse. So the first verse.
You ain't running with the apes yet. Apex at the Empire State Neck.
You ain't running with the apes yet. Apex at the Empire State Neck. I'm saying that I am the apex. I am the one that's at the top in my city. I'm like King Kong at the top of the Empire State Building. You know what I'm saying? So Apex at the Empire State Neck. I actually wrote the chorus long before we even went on that tour. It was simple at the time. I didn't even think of it as being a chorus. I was actually writing a verse, and in the first lines of the verse was,
and we probably should have traded too, but I can see what I can't relate to.
And we probably should have traded too, but I can see what I can't relate to. Basically what it means is, like, we're all human. We all, at the end of the day, have so many things in common, but we see from different perspectives, and you know, we act as if we have nothing in common. Because we're from different places, or, you know, we're from different backgrounds. You understand what I'm saying?
And we probably should have traded too, but I can see what I can't relate to. Hey, Jesus, will I ever get to see you through my Jesus?
When I'm looking through my Jesus view, I'm looking at things from a perspective that's like aerial, looking down and seeing everything for what it is, the macrocosmic view of everything. I was combining two godly elements, which is Jesus and Zeus, you know, the sky god. My Jesus view is basically the view that I can look at everything from and know that everything is, you know, equal, is the same. So it's just like, yo, I wonder if I will ever be able to see my Lord and Savior with this view. Like, will I be able to meet him knowing what I know? I consider myself a spiritual person. As I grew up over time, I realized, you know, God is something that you could connect to anywhere you are and at any moment in time. You know, you don't just have to go to church. The way I was raised, I remember it was this one conversation I had with my mom. I had to be like 6 or 7, but I decided to ask her. I said, Mom, what is our religion? I knew that I went to church and we had a very strong connection with God. So when I asked my mom this question, she said, we don't have a religion, but we believe in God. This conversation is definitely one of the conversations that I will remember to the day that I die, and one of the conversations that changed and shaped my life for the better. I just feel like, you know, if there's this whole bunch of religions out here, but, you know, essentially there's one God, then, you know, why just confine myself to one religion? You see, the thing with me, there's no limits with me.
Now, here's Jesus View by Joey Badass in its entirety.
You ain't running with the apes yet. Apex at the Empire
your steak neck. Ain't no crime, my niggas take that. In the state of mind, got the state facts. Suspect, nigga, get your wig pushed back tonight to 1999. Who'd have thought that 19, I might be in my prime. Throwed up the right scheme, everything else a nine. Here's a penny for your thoughts, another one, another one. Eventually the dream was bought. Now that's a real, real, real mind. Fuck mine, fuck up your mind if you're lighting up. Make sure the ticket's tight enough. If you tough, I'm a titan. Like Zeus, I enlighten them. Kick flows till it's kung fu fighting them. Is it him? Is it you who was nice to some? I don't see nobody, no, 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 no. I don't see nobody, no, no. And we probably should have traded too. But I can see what I can't relate to. Hey, hey, Zeus, will I ever get to see you through my hazels? My hazels, my hazels, my hazels. And we probably should have traded too. But I can see what I can't relate to. Hey, hey, Zeus, will I ever get to see you through my hazels? My hazels, my hazels. You rap niggas ain't safe, yeah. I keep the bombs in my basement. When I detonate, you can feel the vibrations. I got your mind shaking. Am I right? My life gon' spark for generations. One day my voice will be heard on every radio station. Cause fake to real ratio changing in this. Every day living in this life I see that in every way they wanna see my life deceased. But I survive. The question is for how long? Since my homie died, I've been trying to hold on. The happy days of my life is now all gone. But I cope with that. We not smoking, writing these songs. But this, should I stay, should I go, oh? Should I stay, should I go, oh? I don't know, I don't know. Lord, please let me know, let me know. And we probably should've traded too. But I can see what I can't relate to. Hey, hey, Zeus, will I ever get to see you through my hazels, my hazels, my hazels, my hazels? And we probably should've traded too. But I can see what I can't relate to. Hey, hey, Zeus, will I ever get to see you through my hazels, my hazels, my hazels? Everything cool like in a state of mind, that the state of mind correct. Cool, calm, collect, deflect the corrupt. With intellect, I talk too much. The jig is up, he is risen up. From a division of most kings, with they vision, precision for precision. It's mind splitting and soul uplifting. But still feel so trapped in the soulless, this soulless, this soulless, this soulless. And we probably should have traded too. But I can see what I can't relate to. Hey, hey, Zeus, will I ever get to see you through my hazels, my hazels, my hazels, my hazels? And we probably should have traded too. But I can see what I can't relate to. Hey, hey, Zeus, will I ever get to see you through my hazels, my hazels, my hazels?
Will I see you through my hazels, you? Will I see you through my hazels, you? If I see you through my hazels, you? See you through my hazels, view. See you through my hazels, my hazels, my hazels, my hazels, my hazels, view. And I see you through my hazels, my hazels, my hazels, my hazels, my hazels, view.
For a complete guide to the songs and samples mentioned in this episode, go to songexploder.net. You'll also find links for more info on Joey Badass and Pro Era, including a link to buy this song. Kirk Knight has a solo album coming out, and there's a link to that as well. Hey, grown-ups, the Cat in the Hat cast is a new podcast from Wondery, perfect for the whole family. Join the Cat in the Hat and your favorite Dr. Seuss characters as they get whisked away on a new adventure every week. It's bursting with music, silliness, and rhymes. The Cat in the Hat cast encourages us all to find fun that is funny in every episode. Listen to the Cat in the Hat cast early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services. Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. You can find all the past and future episodes of Song Exploder at songexploder.net or on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. Find the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Song Exploder. Next time on Song Exploder, the magnetic fields. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, story-driven shows. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. My name is Rishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Andrew and Greg.
Radiotopia.